Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The media has been gushing as their beloved Joe Biden prepares for his trip to the United Kingdom to attend the G7 summit. Listen to how CNN is reporting this momentous event.
Hi, Schmoopy.
Now, let's go back in time to 2018 and see if those same newsrooms offered the presidency of Donald Trump such light and positive coverage.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Boo! Boo!
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And I...
When are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked... I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
Well, we're waiting.
Do you have a date?
All right, don't rush me. I'm a thinker.
I will keep you posted.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
By the way, Grace had the day off today. Taylor's going to handle police blotter facts Friday, but Grace did do a column for the Spectator. The Other Joe, and it's about Joe Manchin and comparing Joe Manchin to Joe Biden. And it's a really good column. You can read it at spectatorworld.com, spectatorworld.com. Check out Grace's column. 844-500-4242. A teacher just texted in and said, I understand what's going on here. The reason there's no response from the Exeter School District is because they're tailoring a non-apology and making sure it's okayed by the lawyers to make sure they don't get sued. That's probably that probably is a pretty good description of what's going on here. 844-500-4242. By the way, I made a mistake last hour. I don't know what happened to me. I'm starting to feel like Joe Biden here. I said that that Nixon appointed Rockefeller as his vice president. After Agnew left, Nixon appointed Gerald Ford. When Gerald Ford became president, he then appointed Nelson Rockefeller. How could I forget Gerald Ford, the great president and member of the Warren Commission, for reasons that I don't have time to go into at this point. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Watching the Bidens over in England was like watching the Karate Kid. You know, mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off.
Can't wait for that meeting with Putin, though. Or as he calls him, Clutin. That's the other name he has for him, Clutin.
Joe Biden here. I just saw that killer Putin, and he stomped all over my lunch, splattered me with tapioca. That really ticked me off. Because the tapioca is the best part of my day. No joke.
At least he didn't give you a wedgie, Mr. President. He didn't slam you into the locker. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first, do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did all that change?
An attack on Fauci is an attack on the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it is. Was it Louis XIV? I'm reluctant to get into history after screwing up Gerald Ford, but was it Louis XIV who said, "I am the state"? I believe. That's Fauci now. He is science.
Looks like Fauci's gotten too big for his britches. He hasn't had that problem since second grade.
Go ahead.
The Democrats are saying the problems in Central America are caused by climate change.
Hey, Dems, those people are poor, not stupid.
Exactly. Did you see Facebook, too, was... You know, Facebook is down on Donald Trump and down on conservatives, and they were canceling people who were saying that the virus escaped from the lab in Wuhan. But apparently, Facebook is allowing these organizations that are basically above ground coyotes to still advertise that they can bring people into the United States, illegal aliens. They haven't stopped any of those. They haven't stopped any of those pages.
Come on, Howie. It's obvious, according to Joe Biden, what the greatest threat to America is: white climate global supremacy change. Try to keep up.
I'm sorry. I'm just confused. It changes from day to day, you know. So that's what confused. Right as of Wednesday, it was back to climate change. He dropped white supremacy like a hot potato once the emails from Hunter Biden to his lawyer came out and using the N-word.
Lovey, can you believe Tucker Taylor and Gengis Carr bragging about procuring store-brand groceries? It's only fitting that those saxicalous poltroons would like tasteless generic food, considering they also like tasteless generic music.
I think in some cases the generic product is better. I like the Market Basket tortilla chips.
I think you convince yourself of that. I don't think I've ever had anything that's store brand where I've said, oh, this is way better. If it's better, it's only marginally.
Well, but the fact that you're saving so much money makes it more than marginal.
To paraphrase Jane Fonda, Ilhan Omar is Allah's gift to GOP fundraising.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's clarifying her position on the Jewish state, and I guess the United States of America too. She's comparing us to ISIS and Al Qaeda and Hamas.
Last year, I paid $1.50 at the pump, and my IRA received a nice bump. Everything was grand all across the land. Then the left stole the election from Donald Trump.
Yeah, and everything has been down in the dumps, and inflation is through the roof. I don't know what, I can't even think of a rhyme for roof right now. Incidentally, we talked about it for an hour yesterday. The inflation rate was the lead story in the Wall Street Journal today, the financial newspaper. Guess who gave it a complete leaving alone this morning on their newscasts? All the network newscasts, MSNBC and CNN, they couldn't find it in themselves to report anything about the inflation numbers going through the roof.
Howie. Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. My trip to the border with Great England has been a dud. Not only has Winston Churchill refused to meet with me, but they won't let me go to the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band concert. I'm a United States Congressman. If they don't respect my authority, I'm going to tell President Wilson to strip General Pershing of his command. I mean it.
Wow. I like the fact that he got in the Army Air Force. Well, not many people remember that. I think it was technically the Army Air Corps, but most people have forgotten that. I don't forget it because that's what my father and my uncle were in.
CNN reports that, unlike Trump, with Biden at the G7 summit, all the world leaders seem to be smiling a little more. Hey, I'm always smiling when someone else is picking up the check.
Very well put. You got to remember, most of those people are members of NATO, right? So they suddenly got an extra few billion dollars in their annual budgets.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. At least as long as it's between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on weekdays. If you'd like to leave a message with the chump line between 1 and 4 on Monday, The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, thereabouts. We also post on weeknights, Chop Chumps. Those are the extra messages from the that day's Chump Line. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
Come on, Howie. It's obvious, according to Joe Biden, what the greatest threat to America is. White climate global supremacy change. Try to keep up.
Taylor, people are texting in and saying that the generic products are really better. And some they say the albacore white tuna is better at Market Basket.
That's one thing I don't buy at all, no matter if it's from Starkist or
any
brand.
I like Chunk Light tuna better myself. I'll have to try it, though, when I go on Sunday. And Then someone else says the store brand English muffins, bread, bagels, etc. for almost every New England supermarket are made in Fall River, and they're the exact same. I don't know. I think Thomas's English muffins are better than store brand English muffins. Like the cream, like Philadelphia brand cream cheese tastes better to me. But I don't know. Maybe it's the same, and it's just I like the label or whatever. I'm used to it. Used to the other stuff. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. So is inflation. Although you won't hear about it on the network newscast. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you could protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
10 years after his capture, do you wish Whitey Bulger was still serving prison time?
Yes, I do.
61% say yes.
He'd be suffering more than he is suffering now under the ground in West Roxbury after he was beaten to death by some inmates who have yet to be charged but are being still held, some of them in, or at least one or two of them, in solitary confinement, the hole, as it's known. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the Massachusetts State Police to protect and serve. Remember we told you about Michael Aton, 34, from Wrentham, and about who he was arrested over the weekend and charged with beating his wife, domestic abuse. He's been arrested again yesterday after he allegedly violated a restraining order. He was arrested in Walpole this time, and he had been told to stay away from his wife, and Wrentham police said Aiton was arrested Thursday in Walpole after he allegedly violated the proximity restrictions in the restraining order that his wife got against him. His attorney for the trooper, who, by the way, has now resigned, according to the state police, he's resigned from the MSP, said the second incident is a case of mistaken identity. A neighbor reported seeing Aiton in his father's truck in the vicinity of the woman's home. His father testified that the pictures do not match his truck. I have black on blue on black. This is blue on silver chrome. I have no chrome, all black. I have bigger tires. It's a Z71 Trail Boss. This is just a Z71, not my truck. The judge denied the prosecutor's request to revoke bail, but called on Aiton to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet. So another black eye for the state police, even though he claims it's not him.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. 844-500-4242-603. Whatever happened to Whitey Bulger's family's lawsuit against the prison where he died? It's against you and me, the U.S. taxpayers, the Bureau of Prisons, the federal government. It's just going to drag on and on and on. It'll drag on forever. That's the way these suits always drag on. The guys that were imprisoned falsely for 35 years, look how long it took them. Two of them were dead by the time they got their money. 844-500-4242. It's the 10th anniversary of Whitey's capture in Santa Monica, California by the feds. And we have a special going at howiecarshow.com. You can go click on store and you can buy both the book Rat Man about the trial that I wrote and also the book Plug Uglies, which is a scrapbook of Boston organized crime. Two good books. The great Father's Day gift that you can get $31 value for $15 right now. 844-500-4242. You can also buy our t-shirt here. Follow the science, ditch the masks. And I'm wearing one right now. And we just got a text about this, Taylor. Someone wants to know, why does, in science, why is it a small eye?
Well, I'd be happy to answer that.
I know. That's why I'm asking you. I want you to tell, why does the t-shirt say have a small eye and follow the science?
That's because the genius designer of the design, one Mr. Taylor Cormier, thought to put the COVID virus as the dot in the eye.
I did not know that until it was explained to me, too. So now it's been explained to you.
It's a little Easter egg.
Yes, these t-shirts are also available. They're a great Father's Day gift as well. Follow the science, ditch the masks. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, that Exeter thing is just unbelievable. Back in the 70s, you know, we lived then and there. All those kids, every one of them would have stood outside and said, we're not going in there until this thing, this pamphlet, this check-in list is out the door and stuffed in the mud. We would have protested that big time. What if the kid had STD? You're going to ask them that? You're going to ask them if they have hepatitis C? You're going to ask them if they have AIDS? You're going to ask them if they have chlamydia?
I agree, John. You know, the only thing I would dispute what you just said is, though, these kids are kind of beaten down. I mean, they've been like in their own solitary confinement for a year, haven't they, John?
Well, if they got parents that you know, that if they got liberal parents, yes. If they got regular parents, no. You know, the parents tell them like it is. Look, this thing's overblown. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we don't.
I agree. But, you know, even if they have regular, quote unquote, parents, John, they couldn't play sports. They couldn't go to youth hockey. They you know, if you were in some kind of youth baseball league, only one person or two people could show up and they had to wear masks. I mean, everything was screwed up. Everything was screwed up. That's they're beaten down, and this was just another slap in the face to them. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. When was Whitey killed? He was killed in October of 2018. He had just been transferred. He'd been gone from a prison in Tucson to a prison in Florida. He was being transferred. I think he was on his way to Devens, but he was in a prison in West Virginia, and he'd just been brought in. It was a transitory assignment, and then he was killed. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It is Friday evening, the third hour of the show. You know what time that is. Dun, 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 dun.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, from the police blotter or the police log, if they police write their own separate column, which they still do for some weeklies usually, or it can just be a standalone story about the local constabulary. As long as it's somewhat humorous, you can send it in, and you can, most of them now are emailed to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, and the two best entries of the week receive a nice prize. Now, Grace is off today, so Taylor is handling it. And Taylor, what are the two winners going to get this week?
Hello? I think in honor of the splendid anniversary, they'll get a copy of Ratman.
All right. That's a good one. The Trial, Conviction, and Murder of Whitey Bulger. And you can get your, even if you don't win, you can get your own copy with a at a special reduced price with Plug Uglies.
It's almost just as good as winning for that price.
It is. It is. And this is the third and probably final edition of Hitman, because I don't think there's going to be any updates on Whitey now that he's beneath ground in Ward 20.
All right, let's get to the runners-up here. Car crash caused by cicada that flew an open window. It's cicada season after 17 years, the last batch. They call it Brood X.
And yes.
They're back in full force.
I know. Aren't some restaurants cooking them?
Yeah, you can order a cicada. They dip them in chocolate. They fry them, all kinds of stuff.
I'd like a chocolate cicada. Hold a cicada.
Yes. A cicada was blamed for causing a car crash in Cincinnati after it buzzed through an open window and got in the driver's face.
You sure the driver wasn't buzzed?
Well, the noisy red-eyed insect was part of a large swarm that descended on a black Chevrolet Monday afternoon in the East End neighborhood. One flew into
the... I wonder if there was a case of mistaken identity, like with that state cop in Massachusetts.
No, I think this was a... Well, I mean, a Chevrolet is a Chevrolet. It's pretty easy to identify. One cicada flew into the driver's compartment through an open window and struck him in the face, temporarily stunning him, police said.
Yikes.
The distraction caused him to crash into a utility pole. The motorist was able to escape without serious injury, but warned other drivers to take precautions against the pests.
Or you could just keep your windows rolled up and use air conditioning.
That's what they said. You know, keep your windows rolled up as until this swarm passes, until this plague passes over us. This is an interesting story. A Wisconsin man decided he was going to set sail from...
Was his name Jan Janssen?
His name was not Jan Janssen.
But he came from Wisconsin.
He did.
He worked in a sawmill there?
He may have. He decided he was going to sail. He bought a sailboat in New Hampshire, and he wanted to sail from New Hampshire to the Bahamas or South America. He hadn't made up his mind yet, but his final stop turned out to be Chatham.
Well... Why didn't he buy the boat in Florida? The trip would have been a lot shorter.
That's not as fun and adventurous. I don't know. He was, well, actually,
did
I
he
do
go
know.
Ashore like Ted Kennedy used to go ashore every
he went ashore
every
all
summer?
Right. He went ashore and he's stayed ashore. John Bialk was forced to abandon ship off the coast of Chatham in the early morning hours of Saturday after his vessel began taking on
water. Do
we
have any abandoned ship sound effects?
He said, it's really weird to be back home. 54 years old of Columbus, Wisconsin, whose boat was found washed ashore on Monomoy Island earlier this week. He's lucky if he swam this time of the year near Monomoy Island. A lot of sharks in that area. At around 9:30 Saturday morning, the Chatham...
White sharks.
Great white sharks. Not just
enjoying great white privilege.
Not just good white sharks. They're great white sharks. They received a call that a sailboat had run aground on Monomoy Island. The boat had no registration numbers on the hull and no name, making it impossible to identify the vessel. Bialk had bought the 36-foot boat sight unseen and first saw the boat located in New Hampshire during a vacation he took in March. He soon quit his job, sold off his belongings other than what he could fit in a small van. For about a month, he worked on the boat from electrical repairs to installing solar panels before he set out on his journey south.
Solar panels.
Apparently, those didn't help as flotation devices. His ultimate destination was the Bahamas.
That's,
That's a foghorn.
No, yeah, that's not quite the same. That's arr.
He wanted to go to the Bahamas or possibly South America. He is actually headed back to Wisconsin and going to find
a job. Is his job in the sawmill still there?
No, he's got to find a new job. And I'm told there's more to the story as to why he bought the boat, but it was not included in this article. Florist allegedly hid camera in floral arrangement to take nude photos of woman.
What?
A Pennsylvania.
Oh, my.
What happened to the drilling a hole in the restroom like Chuck Berry did?
He didn't have access to that, I guess, but this was a weird one. A Pennsylvania florist allegedly hid a camera inside a flower arrangement he placed in a woman's bedroom and downloaded nude photos of her, reportedly claiming he only wanted to see her naked one time. That's how it always starts.
Well, did he know that she was going to take the flowers into the bedroom? And how did he know that she was going to be naked in the bedroom?
Patience, my friend. Eric Belak, 57 years old, who operates Belak Flowers in Irwin, southeast of Pittsburgh, was arrested June 1st, charged with illegal use of an electronic recording device, invasion of privacy, and stalking. The victim showed up at the police station.
Impersonating Chuck Berry.
She claimed one of her relatives found nude images of her downloaded on one of Belak's computers. A small camera was inside a floral arrangement in her bedroom. The victim said her relative told her that once Belak was confronted about the images, he took the computer and began deleting stuff. He apologized via text. "Call me. I made a stupid, drunk decision," he said. "I don't know how to apologize." The images span a four-day period. During police questioning, Belak allegedly said, "I only wanted to see her naked one time." When KDKA cameras showed up at Belak's shop, a man came out and screamed obscenities while others locked the door. It doesn't say why, how he got access to the bedroom. Maybe he just knew that she would...
But he admitted alcohol was involved in this incident.
Man lucky to be alive after being found stuck inside farm equipment for 2 days. Incident occurred in the early morning on June 8th when the Sonoma Sheriff's Office in Santa Rosa, California, received a complaint of a suspicious vehicle parked at a private property. When deputies responded to the scene, they were able to locate the car, but noticed that the vehicle was parked in a location that didn't make any sense, as well as a hat that was located on a piece of nearby farm equipment.
A hat. Was it a Borsellino? Straw hat?
Don't think so. When authorities went over to flat brim. When authorities went over to investigate,
I consider that a cap.
They were astounded by what they found. The occupant of the vehicle had inexplicably decided to climb into the shaft of the vineyard fan and became completely stuck inside the shaft, said the Sonoma Sheriff.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was a Chicago Bulls flat rim.
I don't have a picture of the gentleman. He had been stuck there for 2 days before we found him. The fire department was dispatched to the bizarre scene, and they were able to extricate the man from the farm equipment. But when authorities interviewed the man and asked why he was in there in the first place, he informed them that he liked to take pictures of the engines of old farm equipment. If you were the sheriff's office, would you buy that excuse?
No, I would not.
They didn't either. After a thorough investigation, which revealed the farm equipment wasn't antique and the man had far more methamphetamine than camera equipment, the motivation to climb into the fan shaft remains a total mystery.
I'm going to suggest that it has something to do with meth.
Yeah. I think he was trying to scout out some scrap metal that he could take home and sell. Man arrested after running naked on overpass.
Beware on the naked lake.
Brownwood, Texas police arrested a man Sunday afternoon after he was seen running naked along the Austin Avenue overpass. The man appeared to be under the influence of illegal narcotics, and officers arrested the man after containing him under the overpass. He was screaming randomly and not following the instructions of officers in their attempt to detain him, and a taser was deployed during the arrest. Good old taser.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything!
28-year-old Derek Lee Stonebarger of Brownwood.
Was he stoned?
Booked. He certainly was. He was booked on charges of public intoxication, disorderly conduct, evading detention, and resisting arrest. Let's see here. A couple more before we go to the break. Florida man stabs victim with sword during dispute over television remote, cops say.
Well, who hasn't done that?
I love a good sword dispute. A Florida man allegedly stabbed another man with a sword Monday.
Was it a dirk?
I don't know. during an argument about a television remote. Officers arrested Christopher Glynn, 54 years old, at a Titusville apartment where the victim was found with stab wounds to his left arm and leg. Glynn was inside the home when officers arrived at the scene, and he informed them via landline that he was unable to leave due to an undisclosed disability. The victim, who was found...
He was cut with a cutlass.
No, this was the suspect. He was unable to leave.
See, I would ask Grace, though, Taylor, what kind of sword was it? We need that... What do they call it? A scimitar?
A scimitar.
Scimitar, a cutlass, a dirk.
I believe it was a medieval-style sword.
A Jim Bowie.
It was like a King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table kind of sword. He was found inside the home. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Responding officers allegedly discovered Glynn sitting on a couch next to a sword and a wooden scabbard. Glynn confessed to stabbing the victim and said he would have gutted him if he had better aim.
So he threw the sword at him?
No, he stabbed him. The victim told police that he and Glynn were drinking when they got into an argument about Glynn hogging the TV remote. The victim reportedly called Glynn selfish at some point before he was stabbed.
Again, I hate these reports that don't include the details. Like, what show were they arguing over?
Probably not something Joe Biden was watching. Do we have a live here, Matt, by the way? No. Okay, great. One more story, and before the break...
808 says the sword is mightier than the remote.
Very true.
Ha, 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 ha.
Woman attacked by 7-foot alligator while walking dog near lake in Palm Harbor.
7 foot? But we had a 10-footer last week. They're getting smaller. Although 7 feet is still a pretty good size.
This one's vicious. A trapper was able to locate and remove an alligator that attacked a woman in Pinellas County Tuesday night. Officials with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission say they received a report Tuesday afternoon of a 43-year-old woman being bitten by an alligator while walking her dog on a leash near a small lake in Palm Harbor.
How old was the alligator?
The alligator? 72.
What was the alligator's name?
Probably not that old. Barry. It was Barry the alligator. Pinellas County EMS took the woman to the hospital with serious injuries on her lower right leg. An FWC contracted nuisance alligator trapper was dispatched to the scene. They were able to locate and trap
That's a job description.
It was a 7-foot, 7-inch alligator. Gene Vance.
How about a pet alligator?
It wasn't a pet.
Finder.
This was a nuisance alligator. Gene Vance has lived in the area for about 5 years. He saw the attack. He said, "I was walking my dog, and all of a sudden, I looked back, and I see this lady kind of falling by the lake a little bit, and apparently she was walking her dog close to the edge of the lake. It looked like the gator tried to get the dog, but she grabbed the dog really quick, but in turn she slipped down, and the gator got her leg just underneath the knee. It was like one chomp, and then he went back into the water."
603 says, "How many purses can a 7-foot alligator make? Less than a 10-foot alligator that we were talking about last week, yeah. But it's still a good number.
Those are the runners-up. We'll get to the winners in just a bit.
Considering they were drinking, it was more like sword in the stoned. And then someone else says a dirk isn't a sword, it's a dagger. I always remember the word dirk. We had a honor code at the University of North Carolina, and among the things you were prohibited from having was a sword cane or a dirk.
Right.
I still remember that.
People collect sword canes. I know some people that have sword canes.
Not if they go to UNC. It's prohibited. 844-5. We'll be back with the winners in just a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Car wash. Time now for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Got a couple of good ones here. I'm going to start off with a story that took place across the pond. An Army Lance Corporal who drove to McDonald's while three times over the alcohol limit was so drunk, she tried to order food from a police officer sent out to arrest her. How many more, Mr. Speaker? Kaylee Marie Goodall, 33 years old, was caught driving all over the road after boozing with friends in Richmond, North Yorkshire.
Crikey, mate.
And heading back to her camp in Catterick Garrison for more drinks.
I had a couple of bitters, Governor. What's it to you, mate?
In a drunken haze on May 15th, she decided to drive to a McDonald's.
Who are we to say she was in a drunken haze? Maybe she can handle that amount of
this
alcohol.
Is their reporting across the pond. Maybe they have different journalistic standards. She decided to drive to a McDonald's less than a mile from her base. The drive-thru was closed and cordoned off, but the corporal still pulled in. When police caught up with her, she attempted to get her fast food fix from officers ordering through her car window. The corporal, who has been in the Army at least 10 years, was banned from driving for 27 months after pleading guilty to drunk driving. She was also handed a 12-month community order with 100 hours and must pay £85 in prosecution costs and £95 in statutory surcharges. Goodall now faces a military disciplinary hearing. And our last one, our winner, final winner, is an actual police blotter. Somebody sent this in from a Vermont newspaper.
What happened to the whale, though?
The whale?
The guy that got eaten by the whale.
I thought you were referring to the Cape Cod one, the Chatham sailboat. No, I don't have the whale one.
Okay, I thought a guy got eaten by a whale and spit up by the whale. It's like the lead story in the Herald. People are texting and assuming it was the
winner.
All right,
well, we'll get you the story. You can read it after. 6:55 p.m., Ritchie Avenue, suspicious event. Officer Shivo was dispatched to the boat ramp off of Ritchie Avenue with a report of a possible overdose. The caller stated the male appeared to be unconscious in his car with his mouth open with another conscious person with him. Upon locating the vehicle, it was discovered that the individuals were both conscious and involved in intimate activities. After allowing the individuals to compose themselves, Shivo identified both parties and instructed them to relocate to a residence.
Or a motel room. All right. 844. Well...
Those are the winners. That's Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. And we'll read you more about the whales when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.